Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, I hope you're ready to learn.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is technology.
And our title is Smartphone Apps. Smartphone Apps. Peter, what kind of apps do you have on your smartphone?
Well, I have several, but the useful ones are things for my calendar. That tells me what I need to do today. Apps are very useful, and they can also be fun. There are many games we can play.
That's great. I have too many to count. Well, friends, today's topic will be a lot of fun to talk about. But first, let's read it with Peter.
Alex is playing a smartphone game. It's very difficult. He's stuck on level 4. Maybe Albert from the Jungle Cafe can help. There are many different smartphone apps. People invent new apps all the time. Ben has a fitness bracelet. He's checking his step count on an app on his phone. Yesterday, he took over 15,000 steps.
Wow, there are so many different kinds of apps. On my phone, I have photo apps, game apps, and apps for shopping online.
Well, Marie, our topic is about apps, but what are apps?
Well, for example, if you want a game on your smartphone, you can download it and start playing within a few minutes.
Hey, that's great. Well, friends, we're going to talk about a lot today, so let's get started. Here's Jack with the keywords.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是手机的应用程式 App. Alex 正在玩一个新下载的手机游戏。He downloaded a new game. 名词游戏就是 game. Alex 觉得这个游戏很难，他到第四关就卡住了。He is stuck on level 4.形容词 stuck 就是被卡住、困住的意思。Rob 说，每天都有很多新的应用程式开发出来。People are inventing more every day. 动词 invent 就是发明、创造。Ben 看着他的手机在查一个东西。He is checking something on his phone. 动词 check 就是查看、检查的意思。他查什么东西呢? He is checking his step count. 他在查他走了几步。Step 就是步伐。Count 是名词，总数、总计。原来手机能做的事真的很多呢。
Hey Alex.
What are you playing?
Hi Rob.I downloaded a new game, but it's very difficult.
I try to avoid smartphone games. You can waste a lot of time on them.
True, but they're fun. Anyway, I'm stuck on level 4.
I know that game. Level 4 isn't easy.
Can you help me, Albert?
In conversation A, we meet Rob and Alex. Alex is playing a game on his smartphone.
Games are so much fun. You can play card games, board games, video games, and so much more.
Yeah, if you go to a birthday party, there will probably be games.Maybe games that involve balloons and dancing.
Marie, what are popular games in America?
Well, we play a game called the piñata game. A piñata is made from paper, and it's filled with candy.
So, how do you play?
Well, one person has to hit the piñata with a stick while blindfolded.
Oh, so they can't see what they're hitting.
Right.Each person gets to hit the piñata. Once someone hits the piñata and all the candy comes out, you have to grab all the candy you can.
Well, that sounds like fun. Now, Rob doesn't play smartphone games. He thinks they're a waste of time.
Oh, so he thinks there are better things to do, right?
Yes, he does. Well, Alex likes games, but he is stuck on level 4. Can you tell us more about this word stuck, Marie?
Sure. It means you can't solve a problem and continue with something. For example, let's say you have to write a paper. While writing it, you might get stuck. Maybe you don't know what to write next.
Yeah, so it means you can't move or move on. I think we have all been stuck on something, whether it's a game, a homework, or a problem.
Well, Albert, who works at the Jungle Cafe, knows the game Alex is playing. Albert thinks level 4 is hard, too.
Ooh, yeah. I think he likes this game a lot, and I hope Albert can help Alex. Well, let's find out what happens in Conversation B.
Albert from the Jungle Cafe helped you with your game. That was nice.
Yes, Albert's a nice guy.
Do you use a lot of phone apps, Alex?
Yes, there are many apps to choose from these days.
And people are inventing more every day.
Exactly. And some of them are really useful.
Albert is so nice. He helped Alex with his game.
Yeah, he's such a nice guy. Well, in our conversation, Rob asks Alex if he uses a lot of smartphone apps.
And he says, yes, there are many apps to choose from these days. And I think it's time for Jack to help us out with this.
Alex 说, 现在有很多的应用程式可以选. There are many apps to choose from these days. 当我们做选择的时候可以说, You can choose from so many different apps. 所以是从很多不同的程式中做选择。因此, there are many apps to choose from these days. 这里的介系词 from绝对不可以省略掉哦。你要说, there are so many magazines to choose from. There are so many kinds of bread to choose from. 也可以说, we don't have many to choose from. 我们可选的不多。 这些句子都不要把from漏掉哦。
Thank you very much, Jack. Now, if you go to a restaurant, there are different kinds of food to choose from. You can choose what you want from the menu.
That's right. And there are lots of desserts to choose from. Ice cream, apple pie, cake.
Wow, well, these days there are hundreds of apps to choose from. People are inventing more every day.
Well, let's talk about this word inventing. If you invent something, you think of it and make it or create it.
Yeah. Do you ever think about who invented the piano or who invented the oven?
Yeah, I think about those things. Someone had to think of it. Whoever invented those things must be very smart. Hey, maybe you have a great idea too. Maybe you can invent something and change the world.
I believe you can. Well, Alex uses a lot of apps on his smartphone, and some of them are really useful. Hey, Rebecca is a very useful teacher too. Here she is to help us with the sentence. Hello, friends! Let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. If you want to talk about a few things, you can use this grammar point. Some of something are. Okay, for example, some of them are on that shelf, or some of you are going home soon. Make sure that you use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. So, some of them are really loud. Some of you are drinking water.
Friends, can you think of a sentence using today's grammar point? Give it a try.
So what are some useful apps you can use on your smartphone? Well, think about it.
That's right. And maybe you can think about it while we go to our break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back. Days, people are inventing a lot of smartphone apps. So, Peter, what kind of apps do you use on your smartphone?
Well, there are many games, but I try to stay away from those because you can play all day. Actually, I use my Messenger apps the most. That's the way I talk to my friends.
Oh, that's great. So you can talk to your family and friends who live far away. All right, well, let's continue to learn more. Let's go to Conversation C. What are you doing on your phone, Ben?
I'm checking my step count.
Oh, do you use a fitness bracelet?
Yes, and this smartphone app records my steps.
How many steps do you take each day?
Well, yesterday I took a little over 15,000 steps.
That's great, Ben. I should walk more. Taylor wants to know what Ben is doing on his phone. So, what is he doing?
He was checking his step count. Hey, Marie, what are you doing?
Oh, well, I'm just checking my watch. I want to check what time it is.
Oh, okay, checking the time. We all check things every day. You check your emails, and you check your messages on your phone.
That's right. So Ben is checking his step count, and I think we need to check on Jack. Here he is to tell us more about the word count.
Ben 说他在查看他一共走了几步。I'm checking my step count. 句尾的 count, 我们常常把它当动词计算来用。比如 ,Can you count the stars in the sky? 你可以数天上的星星吗? Can you count the cats in this picture? 你可以数数看这张照片里有几只猫吗?这些都是 count 做动词的用法。而今天 Ben 说的 step count, 这个 count 是名词,总计总数量的意思。所以你的白血球总数就是 white blood cell count。Cell 是细胞。如果我问你 What's the final count? 意思就是最后的总数是多少？这是 count 当名词的用法。
Thank you very much, Jack. So Ben uses a fitness bracelet to check his step count. His smartphone app records his steps.
Four, five,
Marie,
six.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm just taking some steps. It's always great to exercise.
Oh, well, that's true, but maybe not while we're teaching. How about we just continue? So, yesterday, Ben took over 15,000 steps. Wow, that's a lot more than Marie's six steps.
Good for you, Ben. You know what? I should walk more.
I should walk more.
Hey, Peter, we just said today's
calendar phrase.
I should walk more.
I should walk more.
我应该多走点路。
Exercise is important.
Yeah, I should walk more.
Exercise is good for you.
Yeah, I should walk more.
Exercise keeps you healthy!
Yeah, I should walk more. So, here I go.
Great! How far are you going to walk?
Over to the sofa.
Huh.
I should walk more.
I should walk more.
我应该多走点路。
No, I should walk more. Maybe I will get a fitness bracelet like Ben.
Oh, that's a great idea. Well, friends, do you use a fitness bracelet? Does it help you? Talk about it with a friend.
Well, since we're talking about Ben's fitness bracelet, let's talk about the word fitness. When I think fitness, I think of health and exercise.
Yeah, you can say, I want to be fit, so I am exercising more these days.
So we've used this word in two different ways, to be fit and fitness. Fitness is the thing, and fit is the adjective.
That's right. Hey, if I want to be fit, I need to get a fitness watch. Maybe I'll do that very soon.
Well, right now we need to review. Friends, let's say all those key words from today.
Here's our first key word of the day. Game. Game. James enjoys playing computer games.
Stuck. Stuck. Stephanie is stuck on a math problem.
Invent. Invent. Wendy invented a new type of art.
Check. Check. Please, can you check your facts?
Count. Count. Oh no, I lost count. I'll start again. Okay, friends, those are our keywords. Keep on practicing. Right now, let's review our conversations one more time.
Hey, Alex.
What are you playing?
Hi, Rob. I downloaded a new game, but it's very difficult.
I try to avoid smartphone games. You can waste a lot of time on them.
True, but they're fun. Anyway, I'm stuck on level 4.
I know that game. Level 4 isn't easy.
Can you help me, Albert?
Albert from the Jungle Cafe helped you with your game. That was nice.
Yes, Albert's a nice guy.
Do you use a lot of phone apps, Alex?
Yes, there are many apps to choose from these days.
And people are inventing more every day.
Exactly. And some of them are really useful.
What are you doing on your phone, Ben?
I'm checking my step count.
Oh, do you use a fitness bracelet?
Yes, and this smartphone app records my steps.
How many steps do you take each day?
Well, yesterday I took a little over 15,000 steps.
That's great, Ben. I should walk more.
I love my smartphone. It's so smart.
Really? What's so smart about it?
Well, look, it has a lot of apps, and the apps do smart things.
Well, I have a watch, and it's smarter than your smartphone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's so smart about your watch?
It tells me what time it is.
Oh, Ginger, all watches tell the time.
And it counts my steps.
It counts your steps?
Yep.
Okay, well, how many steps did you take today?
Let's see. Oh, I don't know.
Why not?
My smart watch needs a smartphone to work. Can I borrow yours?
Okay.
Thanks for joining us today, everybody. Wow, I think I need to get myself a fitness watch. I think they are very convenient. Hey, Peter, is that a fitness watch?
It is. Well, since we were talking about it today, I found a fitness watch. This helps count your steps. I think I could see myself owning one. It's just like a watch. You can wear it on your wrist. What do you think?
Yeah, actually, it looks like the watch I'm wearing right now, except it's a little different. It can count your steps.
Yeah, well, we know that, and I think going hiking, I would like to know how many steps it takes to get to the top of my mountains.
Hmm? Yeah, that would be interesting to know. Well, I think we should go shopping soon, Peter, because I need one, and maybe you guys should get one, too.
Oh, you just like shopping anyway. Friends, I hope you enjoyed today. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.